You kick it.
No, you kick it.
Hi, this is Joni.
And this is Angel.
From the 505 Podcast, and we're here to talk to you about Anchor.
If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let us explain.
It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, which is good for Angel.
Yes, that is true, because I love technology. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more.
And you can say, hey, there is no excuse for why you're not listening to our show. And you can actually make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Imagine that.
It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place.
So we are asking you to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Do it.
Do it now.
Do it now.
Come on now. If you want, you've always wanted to start a podcast,
do it.
Use Anchor.
Do it.
Trust me.
Do it now.
Totally worth it.
Do it. Do it.
Are you done?
Do it now.
Be sure to listen to the 505 Podcast available on Anchor.
Do that too.
Spotify.
Do it now. Do that too.
Google Podcasts.
Do it.
Apple Podcasts.
Do it.
Or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Do it.
Just do it. Hi, you guys. This is Joni.
And Angel.
From the 505 Podcast. Oh, my God. So, basically, what are we? We're two professionals.
We're two married professionals.
We're living in Brooklyn.
We're actually married to our work.
Not
and really.
Each
we're
other.
Married to each other.
And we're married to each other.
Yes.
So, you know, we decided to develop a whole podcast because, you know, that's the only time we've had together in the past year or
Well, it's the one experience that we enjoy doing together. No, wait, that sounded weird. Hold on a second here.
No. So that's just a sample of what we talk about at the 505 Podcast. We also talk a little bit about, you know, local politics, national politics, government relationships.
Screwball comedy, crazy things that are happening in the world. You know, the usual.
Angel will throw a Barbie at me.
Yes, and many Barbies.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And I'll throw a Hot Wheel at him, but it's fine.
You have a Hot Wheel?
Yeah, we have a Hot Wheel.
Where?
It's right over there.
Oh.
All right, so listen to the 505 Podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Trust me, it's worth it.
Okay, so we are back with another episode of the 505 Podcast. Welcome, listeners.
Hi, this is Joni.
And I'm Angel.
Yay! Wait.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Yay!
What are you
saying?
This
is probably some people are listening. It's like, wow, he's really happy to be there.
Of course.
Well, I am. I'm happy to be here.
Of course you are, dear. Of course you are.
I'm happy to be here. Why would I be Why would I not be happy to be here with my wife?
How should I know?
What do you mean, how should you know?
I'm going to do my Cardi laugh.
Yo, what laugh?
Cardi B laugh.
Cardi B laugh. Okay. Whatever you say, dear.
Oh, Jesus H. Christ. So, it is June. Let me check this calendar. What does the calendar say? June 9th.
June 9th.
Yay. Or as my mom said, today's a sexy day. And I was like, why, Mom?
Today's a sexy day?
Yeah, it's 69.
69. Because she's doing 69 with your dad.
Stop. That's gross.
With my father-in-law.
No. Ew, you're gross. Stop. They don't do that.
There's nothing wrong with that. Old people doing the nastiest.
My parents only had sex once.
Old people doing the nastiest. No,
they only had sex once. And then I was born. And then they were done.
There's nothing wrong with that, Barry White
there's
says.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, I love with you.
Babe.
Remember when I used to tell, like, the many times I told you when, like, my grandfather, my grandfather would come out of nowhere and say how he has sex with my grandmother the night before. He just gave it so good to her. And she'd be in the back like, oh my gosh, shut up.
That's That's not going to be you, is it?
Yes, it is.
No. Totally. Please don't be that.
It's going to be hilarious.
Please don't be that one. Please.
What's wrong with that?
No, that's what do you mean, don't weird.
Be it? It's not. It's hilarious.
It's weird.
It's not weird. It's hilarious.
It is not. Why do people think it's cool? Why do people think that that's, like, fascinating and cool? Nobody wants to think of their parents
because
like that.
Because it's funny. Those are the, like, are you kidding me? Those are the best grandparents. Those are the best grandparents when they talk about sex and they talk about what they did and what they used to do. And it's just funny because it's funny. It's funny. If you think it's disgusting, something is wrong with you.
I didn't get to have grandparents that had that conversation with me.
I'm pretty sure they. Yeah,
my grandmother probably did want to have that conversation with me, but I was there like.
I'm sorry, but those are the best grandparents. In general, and in one, it's funny. It's fucking hysterical. Are you kidding me?
I'm going to be over here like this.
Is there? Yeah, I remember when he used to be like, yeah, and I was getting her shoes, and I was going, hey. Like, what?
I feel icky now. Thanks, dear. I feel hella icky now.
Well, you started it. You say your mother's today's sexy day.
It's a sexy day. And I'm like,
69.
Like, I was like, why? Oh, gross. Like, mom, stop. She's like, hey.
It's funny.
I'm like,
it's funny to me.
I know it's funny to you.
It's funny to me, and it should be funny to you, too.
I'm not at that. I have not crossed that threshold just yet.
There's some since I even say some funny weird stuff like that.
When I do my stand-up special and I talk about my mom, maybe I'll be comfortable enough to talk about it then.
Oh, God.
Maybe.
But in your special, will you speak about any of this with your mom?
It's bad enough she said, like, oh, you went to sleep. Oh, you had a nice sleep. I'm sure Angel did his job last night. And I'm like, what are you talking about,
woman? Oh, wait, so I didn't do my job last night?
I don't know. But it was the creepiest thing ever. I don't know. I thought since we were both married women, we would be safely at that point in our friendship.
We're going to have to edit this part out. We're going to have to edit.
Yes, please edit this out. Let's cut this like
right now.
You're gonna
have to say how good I was, because disclaimer.
Oh, you say worse, okay? Hey, you guys.
So it's sexy night, huh?
Hey, you guys. Are we still in the air?
What?
Are we still in the rocket, you guys?
So it's sexy night tonight. So we had tonight was our pizza and wine night.
Yeah, we have one night a week.
Mm-hmm.
That we just have pizza and wine, and we watch TV, and which, that's our thing.
Which, by the way, I wanted nothing to do with pizza, like frozen pizza.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is knocking it out of the park.
Sponsored by Red Baron frozen pizza.
This Red Baron pizza, holy cow! This thing is. I'm blown away. I never wanted anything to do with pizza, like, especially, I'm not going to say any other, but, like, I never wanted to do anything with it. And we tried it out, and I was like, holy cow, this is actually pretty good.
But there are other brands. How did we pick Red Baron? Was it because it was on sale?
Probably because it was on sale, and we were in a hurry, and we were like, whatever.
I was like, hey, look, this is $3. Pick us.
Yeah, because
grab three boxes.
I think that was the last time. Actually, today there was yesterday and today there were sales on at
Tarja.
I'm guessing Tarja, but we also saw like commercials for sales.
Yeah.
But that was that was kind of strange that we hadn't seen sales in 3 months. And
well, it's July 4th.
Yeah, but I'm saying we haven't seen sales of any kind, and now we're seeing them.
Well, is that a sign that things are starting to get back to normal, or?
I don't know. I think some things have been somewhat back to normal, but, you know, it's progressing little by little.
Was there sale on Method soap? You did not tell me if there was sale.
I didn't see any sale on your favorite type of soap, just driving me nuts. It's like this whole apartment, it seems to be not, it's like, apartment therapy, and then it should be like sponsored by Method. Like, what the why does everything have to be Method?
Because I like it. I like
oh
the brand.
God, Jesus.
I've always liked Method soap. You know why?
Why?
Okay, so I told you about how when I back in 2012 I was like doing a reset on my life, like right? Uh-huh. And one of the things was like I wanted to adopt a new soap. And one of the things I wanted to do is like I wanted to switch over my whole household to one brand of soap, because I always noticed that there's all the classic cleaning products, like all the old school stuff, like
right, yeah, okay,
like Comet and Ajax and Fantastic and
Ajax.
Yeah. Ajax still exists.
I know Ajax still exists. Sometimes I'm just like, what's your point? Like, I just want to grab it and I'm just like, what's your purpose?
Because if you have Comet, you have Ajax. You don't need Ajax.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, it's just like, you're just like, yeah, you just pour it over the tub and, you know,
let
you can
sit. Just,
what? No. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. So I wanted to actually switch to another brand. And I thought that method was a lot better because they said it was plant derived and the package was prettier and they had like scents and it just seemed more natural.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it, because the package was prettier.
No, that's not it.
You just said because the package was pretty.
And I also said that they were plant-derived. Their ingredients are plant-derived. There's okay. No, like, harsh chemicals. Like, all the other classic home cleaners that are tried and true, they have some very harsh chemicals in them. And it's like, I just wanted to get a change a little bit. And I really did try in my parents' house. I really did try.
And what happened?
Halfway through, it just wasn't working out the way I thought it would.
Yeah.
So then I said to myself, okay, this is another thing I'll just have to save until I move out.
So then finally you found someone and you were like, now I am going to do it again.
I'm going to try it again. You didn't exactly seem, you didn't seem adversarial to it.
I mean, I didn't have a problem with it until
because when we were doing that first, when we were trying to clean up the apartment before we moved in, the self cleaning, because you know landlords clean your apartment before you move in, but then you do your own cleaning,
yes,
because you'd be like,
but why would we want to use the expensive stuff?
It's not that expensive. Oh my God, if you want to talk about expensive soap. Try Myers. That's expensive.
Okay, but here's my side. So the whole apartment is method. Like, if you had a sweatshirt, you would say, can I get it in method kind or something? I don't know, because it's like we ran.
All right,
but we ran out of soap. We ran out of dish soap. And we go to Target, and we're like, all right, cool. There's no refill for the soap.
Right.
And there's the little bottle for the dish soap. And I'm like, well, there's the little bottle. And you're like, oh, but they don't have the refill packages.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, well, you know, we can go to the next aisle, and they have Palmolive there. And you're just like, I'm not getting that.
Palmolive.
Like, what difference does it make? It's a dish soap.
It's not a dish soap.
It's dish soap.
You don't know how bad, like, I'm trying to stray away from those. There are things that I will stay, like, loyal to the brand to the end.
Right.
But not, if I found the soap that I, if I found the cleaning products, a cleaning product line that I like, I'm going to stick with it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair point, but there was a little bit of dish soap left. There was no reason for us to just say, well, we're going to go outside and buy dish soap. There was a little bit left that could last another week.
We had other things to buy, Angel.
No.
We had other
things. We had other things to buy.
Then.
But that was the primary reason we went out, for the dish soap.
Right.
And the dish soap, we could last another week with the little bit of amount that was there.
Because you want to do the water down thing.
So what?
You add a little bit of... PTSD.
Okay, but listen. You add a little bit of water. You don't even have to add like the whole water to the entire bottle. It's just like 1/3 of it, and then you should stay with that, and that's it.
You know why?
No, you know why? Because the rest of the bottle has soap on it. So all you have to do is just collect the soap from that bottle, and that's it. It's not like you're gonna refill the whole bottle with water.
The gravity of the soap pulls the soap down. That's why it pulls at the bottom.
Okay, it doesn't matter, but there's still soap.
Really good about the method bottles is that newer bottles don't do it, but the older bottles, the tube goes right, it juts into the corner of the
and
bottle.
Then it's a push
so
bottle.
So that way you can get it.
And then it's a push bottle that'll break. The nozzle will
break. Oh my God! One time.
Twice.
We are literally on the second bottle.
It broke twice.
Okay, we're literally on the third method bottle in
the
year.
The only good thing that it brought us
and
was
we were just doing refills.
But the only thing that it brought us was that big ass spring that it has on the inside when you push it. It's like, oh, look, it broke. Oh, but it brought us a spring. Oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah, I remember the time.
Who uses the spring for other things around the house?
Well, because they're useful. Because I try to find other uses to things. Just the same as when you use the soap and you add water to it. And this is the first thing that I told you before we even got together. And I say, hey, all you have to do is just add a little bit of water to the dish soap bottom. What did you say? Not in my house.
Exactly. Not in my house.
Oh, my God. What was that?
Not in my house. Exactly.
It's like, no, you have to do is just add water to the bottle. Not in my house. I don't know who you turned to in there, but that was a little... I think that was the first time I said, holy cow, this is scary, and I'm turned on.
Why are you like this? It's not for nothing. It's just that sometimes there are things... Like, I understand why some people do what they do. It's just that growing up, that used to just really annoy... Things like that used to really annoy me growing up. Because my mom used to do that. My mom does that. She still does that. Where she'll just, like, refill the bottle with water and refill it, refill it. There comes a point where you refill that bottle so much that you no longer have soap. The soap is long
gone.
Yeah,
but you're not...
Even if you shake it up and you see, like, suds at the top, that's
okay,
not...
Okay, Joe, but you're not refilling it every time. You're refilling it once, and that's it.
Not when I was growing up. They were just refilling
well,
it.
Well, that was in your house. At my house, it was like, okay, we have a little bit of soap left. We're going to refill it, one-third of that, and then we're going to use that until it finishes, and we're done, and we get a new one. That's how we did it in our place. It wasn't like, oh, we refill it all the way. Oh, look, it's finishing. Let's add more water. No, it wasn't like that. That's why I tell you, just add a little bit of water to it. That's all there is to it. Not in my house.
As long as I have breath in my body,
we are never doing that. Driving me insane. Everything is method. Like, method should sponsor our podcast.
Meanwhile, who washes their body with method soap?
I don't care, you buy it. There's method there. I use any kind of soap. I use shampoo and wash my body with it. I don't give a fuck.
Why do you have to do that?
I don't care.
That's not what, like, the... Yeah, but shampoo is not formulated for the human skin.
It's
formulated
there was
for
once,
your hair.
Listen, there was once that they gave us... I don't think it was when I was with you. I think I went by myself somewhere. And they gave me shampoo and soap in a bottle. Right, so I couldn't tell the difference. So I took the shampoo, and I'm like, this soap feels so weird, like the texture of it and the feel of it. And I'm washing my body with it, and I look, and I'm like, oh, it's shampoo. Oh, who gives a shit? It's still washing my body.
It's still a soap.
I don't care. It's still a soap.
Yeah, and then when the bottle of method runs out, I buy you a new one.
You buy me a new one.
And
I'm perfectly happy.
And you'll
use
it
again. But if there isn't one, then I'll just be like, well, there isn't one. I guess I'm going to have to use the shampoo because we got like 30 million shampoo bottles in there.
No,
and
we
every
only
one
have
of them,
two.
No, we have like 30 million shampoo in there. And every single bottle is for a specific time. One is for 7 o'clock. One is for 8:01. Another one is for 12 p.m. on a Tuesday. Like, what is that about?
Right. Okay, so I'm going to buy you that Dove Care one body where you use it to wash your hair, your face, and your body.
Buy me that.
I'm going to buy that and for you, and then you'll be happy.
Buy me that ivory soap.
Do you really want me to? Tell me you want me to.
No.
Okay, then.
No, I don't hate the ivory soap. It's just not my type of soap. It's just soap.
Why are you trying to make fun of me?
Have they updated that soap?
I don't know. I don't even know if they still sell ivory. Wasn't it a controversy or something?
Was it a controversy? Why would it be a controversy?
Okay, I think soap? I remember
yeah,
they were saying
controversy.
That.
This is interesting.
Yeah, I think I remember once I heard that the chick that used to be on the box of Ivory Soap, the cartoon, like it was like a face of a model, and it's like they're holding the Ivory Soap, and they're like, ah, it's like. It was a blonde lady. Apparently, uh-huh. She did porn.
Ooh.
And then everybody just knew her as Ivory Soap Lady.
Really?
Yeah, she did.
We gotta look this up. Hold on a second. I'm gonna look it up.
Just yeah, it was up. A thing. Am I the only one
I don't
that
know.
Watched?
This is the first time I'm here.
Am I the only one that watched that watched VH1 in the 90s and 2000s to learn
probably.
About this stuff?
Probably. I've never heard of this one. Ivory Soap Lady.
Yeah. Ivory Soap. Lady and porn.
Lady porn. All right, let's see this.
Marilyn Chambers.
Wikipedia, Marilyn Chambers. Oh, she does look like a...
Oh, she died.
Oh, no.
I didn't know
oh,
that.
Oh, God, I'll take that back now. I feel like a dick.
Yeah.
My apologies to her and her family for saying what I just said.
Yeah.
Now I feel like a fucking cunt.
Oh, wait, did porn star appear? Let's see.
No, I feel like a complete cunt.
Oh, don't. Hold on. Go. Oh, it is. Oh, see, Snopes confirms it. See? Porn star Marilyn Chambers was once pictured on the Ivory Soap box, and it is actually true. It seems everyone has heard the whisper about the cute little baby and grew up to be a porn star. It's true, but not as the baby, as the young mother. So she's like the woman holding the baby. Oh, okay.
So wait, they I hope. Wait, I'm confused. So who got the controversy? Her or the company?
Both.
I mean, they shouldn't have no controversy. That's just years later.
Yeah, well, they couldn't. The thing was, I think they could not. Well, they stopped using her image. After that.
Yeah, but who cares? This is I understand. Just say, oh, we're going to stop using her image. There's no reason to get some kind of controversy. It's just years later. Or maybe,
keep in mind of the time period. It's not now where it's
no,
like.
No, I understand. Cool. But like this should have been something that they should have picked up on. But maybe not because it's not social media or stuff that just pops out of nowhere like nowadays.
I mean, isn't Mark Wahlberg in trouble right now?
Is he?
Yeah, I mean, he tried to do the Black Matter, the Black Lives Matter.
The Black Lives Matter, and then somebody said, wait, didn't you say XYZ shit?
Wait. There's a whole part of your Wikipedia page that says hate crimes. Excuse me. So, are you really trying right now?
What kind of hate crimes?
Like Boston.
Like Boston stuff?
Boston stuff. Like chasing black kids around and then screaming N-word, 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 get the N-words, you know, stuff like that.
Dang.
He did jail time for it. Yeah.
Ooh.
That's why Donnie is like the more fun Wahlberg. You see, you never hear stuff about that from Donnie Wahlberg. Donnie Wahlberg seems like the cool one. Even though he was in the boy band.
Not such a good vibration. Oh!
Ooh.
Oh!
Oh! Yeah, so he was really trying with that. Oh, speaking of which, we didn't do this. Today was the funeral of George Floyd.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this was the second funeral, technically, wasn't it?
I think it's the third.
The third?
Yeah, it's the third one. There was like a bunch of like memorials for him. But
it don't matter. It was his funeral. This all there is to it, and that's what matters. It was his funeral. And
it was the
you know.
And tonight he is late. He is next to his mother.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
Crazy. This is crazy that like he's screaming for his mom and she's deceased.
Mm-hmm. And he died to the day, like the 2-year anniversary.
That's nuts. And the sad part about it is the people that are supporting like what happened as far as like oh yeah, you know, is the cop did nothing wrong. It's like, wow, that you got to be some kind of idiot.
Who is supporting this besides Candace Owens' dumbass?
Come on, your boy. Well, not your boy. The bunker.
Bunker boy.
With his Bible.
Like
holding the Bible like a douche ass.
I'm sorry. Like he made no mention of it today. Biden, Obama, everybody talked a little bit. Everybody had the moment. Everybody, even you, you walked by the TV, but you stopped and you like watched a funeral for like a few minutes.
Well, yeah, I watched a funeral for a few minutes. I was paying attention to some other things, but.
But you were taking it in.
I was taking it in. It was pretty powerful, and not for that. It was. I did say it was kind of long, but still, it was pretty powerful. It's something else. It's not even that. It's just, you know, it's just calling attention. It's just calling attention, saying, hey, you know, this has to change. This is like pointless. Is what's going on. It makes absolutely no sense. And then at the end of the day, it's a slap on the wrist, and everybody tends to forget about it. But it's just, it's about time things starts to change, or like not at least start to change, but there has to be something.
Different.
There has to be something different. It's just sad that it took his death for this to for some light to be shed on this issue. But it's just this doesn't make any sense. You have to make sense of the situation to see what else can transpire for it to be some kind of change, some kind of like direction, or some kind of like, instead of going left, let's go right. Like, where are we going with this? There has to be something right about this.
Well, that's what people, that's the fear that people have. I mean, it's like now there's a push to say, like, let's keep this going beyond this news cycle, because there's going to come a point where we're going to have to move forward. Like, today was the funeral. So that kind of like, finishes out the end of this part of.
Right. The end of this part. But there's still protests. I mean, I can't believe the protests
are still
going to
continue. Happening.
I can't believe the protests are still going. That's incredible.
I hope they continue to go. Like,
yeah, I hope so too.
Here's the thing. The reason why I think the biggest reason that the protests are still going is simply because so many states still have stay-at-home orders.
Yeah.
So people aren't too distracted by work or anything. They have the time and the patience to actually do this.
So let me ask you this. If the pandemic wasn't happening,
that's a really good question.
Would this have happened?
That's a really good question.
Because here's my thing. Like, I understand it took a hardship to shed light on this issue. A very important issue. I'm not trying to say that this was the reason. I'm not trying to say that, hey, you know, there's an issue here. There's always been an issue here for centuries. Now, my thing is, considering that people have anger, they're not working, they're not earning a paycheck, or they're having an issue with unemployment, or I have an issue with the governor, they haven't received their stimulus check. You know, now they're gonna express their frustrations.
Well,
but if there was no COVID, would this have happened?
It wouldn't have happened to this extent. It
maybe there'd have been like minor, like, you know what it could have been, like protests like on the weekends, like the women's march,
yeah,
like that. It would probably be like a weekends protest, but yeah, that would be about it.
Yeah,
I don't think it would have reached this
because everybody, like Al Sharpton said, I don't know if he said it today or if he said it at the other memorial, he said that one of the reasons that it's galvanized to the state that it has is because everybody, you didn't have other things to worry about at the time.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not even that. It's just that there's a lot of people that are angered. There's just people that they're home. They've been home for like 3 months and they're like, fuck this, I'm going out. But it's not only that. There's also, but aside from this, this is going to seem out of context, but there's sometimes when I wake up and I try to look at some of the, like, quickly or briefly, some of the news, and it's like, oh, people are finding this movie from 1995, and they're finding this thing that is in it, and there's this kind of slur in it, and they're picking at it. Oh, people are reviewing this from, like, the 2000s. And
we found Jimmy Fallon doing like, Chris Rock for blackface. People have a lot of time on their hands.
So yeah, it's like they have a lot of time on their hands. So, it's just goes to show that, like, Could this have happened if there was no COVID?
I don't think so.
Maybe it could have happened, but not to the extent that we've seen it, because we're talking about 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks and it's still pretty strong, and that's mainly because.
But the good thing about it is there hasn't been any riots. It's just protests.
Because local governments have had to tell the police, you kind of need to fall back, because what your presence alone in full blown riot gear, it's an escalation. You know, like the point.
But do you think that
you keep asking me questions, and every time I answer, you
what?
Keep yeah. I'm just saying.
What do you mean you keep saying?
Because I'm trying to explain it.
Yeah, but like what I'm getting at is that do you think that the reason for the. Do you think the
what
reason for
think?
The riots? I already said what I think. Do you think the reason for the riots is because all the cops were charged?
Yes.
And now people are just like, all right, we're just gonna continue protesting.
Yes.
But we're not gonna, you know, we're not gonna do the rioting.
Yes, that group that was doing the rioting, like they, because think about it, like, Chauvin. Mm-hmm. Chauvinist, we'll say. I'm going to call him Officer Chauvinist. He was charged with third-degree murder. What are you looking up at? Charged with third-degree murder, and everybody was pissed off, understandably, because it's like, oh, well, you know, it's just manslaughter. It'll be fine. You know? So he didn't intend to do it. And then there was, like, a push for it. And then more people were like, okay, this is not fair. This is not fair. And then it started to get, say, okay, then charge the other three officers. Charge the other three officers.
But
and that wasn't happening. That was taking forever. So finally, when Chauvinist got his charges upgraded to second degree, and the other three got charged, that's when you saw all the riots stop. So it goes to show you that, one, the people, like, not everybody had the malicious intent to riot. And two, there was probably a very valid reason behind the rage that had people act like that.
Yeah, but there's also, like,
And also there was also curfews coming out, like,
there
left
was also
and right.
curfews coming out, but there was also things that they were finding. Like, they were finding, like, these pallets of bricks by
people
the right the areas where they were going to start
waste cans full of rocks, you know, and people were like, we're not falling for that. We know what that is.
Like how the like we were discussing earlier or yesterday, I think it was, that the AutoZone was burned down, and apparently it was burned down by a cop because someone took a picture of it, and they were like, oh yeah, that's my neighbor.
Yeah, actually, the first couple of days into the protest, when they were talking about that, one of the activists said, she said it live on CNN, she said that there is evidence showing that the AutoZone was burned down, and they used this triangle starter thing, and it's like the only people that have access to that are actually police officers.
Oh.
So it's there. So evidence is there. Mm-hmm. And we were asking ourselves the first day, like, who would be dumb enough to burn that down?
Mm-hmm.
Who would be dumb enough to do that? And of course, you have those. And then a couple of days into the New York riots, you know, people were coming out and saying, like, hey, like, there's going to be people, if you see a white band on their arm, just know that those are cops.
Yeah.
And they were sent in to infiltrate and kind of like cause trouble.
Yeah.
And so when the cops come in to clear out the trouble, you know, they know not to go after that person. It's like So you have that happening. I also think, let me just get this one point out here.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, like, if you notice that most of the people that are participating in the BLM, the Black Lives Matter,
mm-hmm.
happen to be white. And honestly, I'm coming off of the optimistic role, and I'm giving the benefit of the doubt.
Hold on a second.
I just said, let me finish my point. I honestly believe that the reason that they're doing that is mainly because white people were finally tired. They were just finally tired of the protests. Let's be honest right now. They weren't tired of the protests. I'm sorry, I gotta cut that out. They were tired of this happening over and over and over again. And I honestly think they're not really tired of just the cops. And I think they, what they were, they were just tired of, you know, this happening. They were like, oh my God, like, I don't understand. Why does this keep happening to black people? And like, we're going to be hearing about it for like the next 3 or 4 weeks. I'm tired of it. That's what I think they're tired of. They were just tired of hearing that story of a white cop killing an unarmed black person. They were just like, I'm fucking tired of this story and something has to change. Right. It's getting annoying and it's boring and these cops seriously need to stop. I think that's what they were pissed off about. They're just tired of, we're tired of living the narrative. They're tired of hearing the narrative.
The story.
Yeah. They're tired of it. And they
just
want.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
And think about it. You're in the middle of COVID, you know, and I'm pretty sure if like for like weeks they were just upset at the fact that they can't go outside. Life seems to be at a complete standstill. They're bored. They can't. There are no challenges on TikTok that week. Their Peloton, their free trial of Peloton ran out. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, no, that could have been too. No, you're not wrong on that factor.
And then they were just like, oh my fucking God. Really? Great. Now my black friends are going to just talk about this for like the next 3 months. Crap. You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to the protest. When is it? I'm going. We are going. We are, Cindy, we're going. We are going.
Ooh. You're saying that and the helicopters are coming in.
That's another thing. Like, I don't know if those are news copters or if those are police copters
anymore.
They're probably both. Yeah, I feel like I live in Compton.
What are you
Compton
talking about?
In the 90s.
What are you talking about? We don't live in, like, an incredibly nice area. If we did, never mind.
Okay. Yeah, so I think that's what it was. They're tired of it, too. They're tired of hearing the narrative. And actually, I think that what there was is, like, they were like, they were staring at the video. They were probably staring at they were staring at 11 minutes of somebody dying. They were basically watching a snuff film, and they were like, this really does happen.
It kept being shown over.
And over and over and over.
Like, if I'm not mistaken, that first Facebook live video when the kid got shot, or the kid was killed by the cop.
Yeah.
It wasn't shown as much.
No. The thing is, you know, I was like one of the first people on Facebook to actually see it. Like, it was literally, like, somebody shared it. Somebody I know was sharing a share.
Yeah, I think I read a comment was like, I literally just witnessed somebody being murdered, like,
yeah,
online.
and then there's a woman who's, like, literally talking to the police officer. The phone is obviously in her lap, and you can hear her daughter say, it'll be okay, Mom, it'll be okay.
Yeah.
And I'm there watching the video. I don't know if you were at work or something.
I think I was at work. I didn't know anything about it until I got home and you told me, and I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, because, like, at the same time, there was, like, another shooting of a black guy by a white cop, and it was
recorded. Wait, is this before Eric Garner or after?
This is after Eric Garner. We're talking about 2016-ish. 2016, 2017. It was just like, it's one of those things. Yeah, I know. It's still there. Well, it flew away now. It's that time of year. You're going to have like little flying things around. I don't know where they're probably coming from, the plants. Got it? Okay. So, yeah, I mean, like, they just happen in, like, threes. So, you had Ahmaud Arbery back in February. You know, he was shot by that guy. Very George Zimmerman-like.
Yeah.
And then you had Breonna Taylor, who died in her bed. And she was an EMT because the police can't double-check shit. And then they just came in guns blasting and they shot her dead. And then you had the George Floyd incident. And I'm pretty sure people were like, this needs to stop fucking happening. Just like,
yeah, but it was an ongoing thing. It was just, it was an ongoing thing. Like, it was even like the,
we're just like stopping every few seconds because we're trying to inspect things that are on the wall. Like, is it moving?
Yeah, it's happening.
I think it's that time of year where you have, it's not roaches, it's stuff from the plants or something.
Yeah, I guess it is from the plants.
Yeah, because we have, like, the garden is in full bloom, so.
Yeah.
It's all the way up there.
it's all the way up there.
Yeah, you got to climb on the desk, and it's like, how'd it move so fast? It's already at the ceiling. It saw us coming.
It flies, that's why.
And it fell over. It was like, no.
You see, it flies.
Oh, there it goes. I think that was the one that was on your arm.
Huh.
And it just, okay, so what were you, so people are just simply.
No, what I'm saying is it's been like, it's been concurrent. Because it was like, remember how it was the police officer that she got into, I forgot the name, but she got into an apartment, she thought it was hers, and it turns out to be this black guy's, and she kills a guy.
Amber something?
So, yeah, Amber something.
Botham
right?
Jean, yeah.
Yeah, so, and the interesting part about this is that the brother, like,
hugged.
Like,
the brother and the judge.
He forgave her. Like, the brother just forgave her. Like, like that was never expected. That was incredible. He just said, you know, he forgives her.
I think he did that for him. He didn't.
Yeah,
really.
He probably did that for him. But still, you know, it wasn't
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, but and then I think something else had happened. I can't remember what it was exactly. And then it wasn't cop related, but technically it was, where that kid was murdered. Like. That he went into a home that was under construction.
Ahmaud Arbery.
Yeah, he was running.
Yeah.
That happened back in February.
Yeah.
And then like we heard about it like in March.
We heard about it last month.
And
now we're actually
and
hearing.
Then it was the thing that was
Breonna Taylor.
Yeah, the Breonna Taylor. Then it was the thing with the Central Park Karen.
Oh, yeah.
With her dog.
Oh, yeah. And Cuomo is actually putting in a new law. He's trying to get a new law passed where they're going to make it a crime to file a false report on somebody based on race.
Yeah, but it should be a crime regardless. Because if I call the police and I lie.
Yeah, because you're filing a false police report.
So it should be a crime regardless. It shouldn't have to be, oh, because I'm filing based on race. That's bullshit.
Mm. Yeah, it's kind of like one of those situations. The fact that, that, what's her name? Amy Cooper?
The Central Park Karen?
Central Park Karen. It's like, first of all, you're the one that was just doing everything wrong. You're the one that let your dog off the leash after the rule of the park says don't let the dog off the leash. And then you're talking about how you're like, because the guy is recording you and you're saying, oh, well, stop recording me. Stop recording me. I'm gonna call the cops and tell them you're threatening life. It's like, really? You really?
Okay, but she's saying that. She says that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But let's say she says that and she doesn't add an African-American male.
Mm-hmm.
You follow what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to call the cops and tell them that you're threatening my life.
That an African-American
no,
man
no,
is
no,
like,
no, 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 no.
Oh, that you're threatening
that
my
you're
life.
That you're threatening my life.
The cop is going to ask, like, how, what's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, but she just comes out of nowhere and says that an African-American man is threatening my life. Like, whoa. Now what you're saying is that the cops are gonna roll in and kill this guy.
Like,
pretty
much
that they're not gonna hurt him; they're gonna kill him.
You're basically signing somebody's death warrant. I'm pretty like the person that owns the shop where George Floyd used the counterfeit 20 to pay for his food. So that store, the manager of that store, says that what they're gonna do now, they're gonna change their policy. If they do come across that whole thing with the counterfeit money, they are not going to call the police for any reason other than a violent situation.
Is this an actual thing, though? Like, you got to call the cops?
That's the store's policy. That's not an actual law. It's not a law or anything.
It's so weird. I understand it's a store policy. It's so weird. Cause
on that particular day, neither manager was there.
I understand, but.
So that's why things escalated the way they did. I'm pretty sure. Had a manager been there.
Yes, babe, I understand. Okay. What I'm getting at is that I've been in situations where I've had a bill that is counterfeit, and they just give me the bill back. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah. Like they'll tell me that the bill's not real, and then I'm there confused because here's me one thinking that it is real, but apparently I got a fake bill. I got a fake $20 bill, and now I'm just like, what the fuck? Now I'm $20 out?
Great. I thought I had $20.
Yeah, you know? But... And the funny part was that I got it from the bank. I remember this. I got the $20 bill from the bank.
Right.
And it was a counterfeit bill.
Right.
But they gave me the bill back.
Yeah.
There was no escalation. There was no, they were going to call the cops. Nothing like that.
Right.
You know?
And that's how it should be. That's how it should have. An actual police officer would have been like, okay, so here's a $20. Okay, so this is $20. This is a counterfeit $20. Where'd you get it? I got it from the bank. Okay, which bank? This bank. Which branch? This branch. Then you go, and then you start a little investigation to see that there might be a counterfeit money ring.
Yeah.
You don't arrest somebody. You don't put handcuffs on somebody and then, like, you know, beat them up in your car and then put your knee on their neck for 9 minutes. You don't do that. Like, why is it that that's the step that you took? Where in your training did that equate?
I don't think it was rough until the funeral. I mean, it was rough in general, but it felt really strong the moment of silence, and you're just like, because my head is thinking more entertainment. My head 8 minutes it's a long time in entertainment.
That's a scene.
But it's very short. It's very quick. Like, you have to be pop, 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 pop,
that's
pop.
That's an act,
right?
In a sitcom. Yeah.
I understand, but it's very quick. You can get very, like, lost easily. So in my head, I'm like, well, it's not really that long. But then the funeral was the silence was for the 8 minutes. And I'm like, fuck, that's long. Like, that's fucking long. Yeah. But it's not even that. It's not even that. It's the fact that, like, even if it was 5 minutes, you should be capable of just looking down at the person and wondering, the fuck is wrong with this guy? Like, he's not moving or anything. He's not, like, you know, complaining anymore.
He's not screaming.
Is everything okay? Did I do something wrong? And like I said, I don't know if it's true or not, but apparently there were rumors that, like, the guy was peeing his pain. Like, his body let go of everything. So, I mean, at that point, shouldn't you just, like, if it's true, at that point, shouldn't you just be like, whoa, what the fuck is going on here?
He just kept going. They actually said, like, one of the cops, the one that was there, like, that Thomas Lane guy, it was his fourth day on the job. He was like, do you think you can, like, he was, like, trying to ask the guy, like, hey, could you, like, try to get off him? Like, is this normal? He's like, you could get off. And Chauvinist was like, no, I'm going to do this. I'm going to keep this up. And it's like, he just kept going. The fact that you had a whole 9 minutes to, what do you call that? To put your hand in your pocket, readjust your knee, all that. Finally, it's like, you know what? At some point, it's like, dude, you just wanted to kill him. I'm sorry.
He probably did.
I'm just going to say that. Already, like, well, I'm here. Might as well just take him out.
Yeah.
Because apparently he didn't like him because they knew each other because they worked together at a club at some point.
Right.
And maybe he's more likable. Maybe George Floyd. Look, from what I'm hearing about.
I mean, maybe. You don't know. Maybe he was
why
like,
does everybody
oh, finally
hate
I got
me?
Maybe
why
finally everybody? I got him now.
Why everybody hate? Why does everybody hate me? I'm a cop. I'm a hero. Rah. Why is everybody like this guy? Rah. So it's like, I'm going to handle
like
this
a,
once
more
and for
like
all.
A coward.
You're an asshole. And I'm glad his wife divorced him, which is hilarious because she did it the day after
and
he was
charged. His wife was an Asian person, right?
Yes.
And she was like, whoa, what just happened?
And she was like, oh. Like, I could. She was probably getting abused. She was
she
more
probably
like,
was.
She was getting abused. And she finally found her moment to be free.
Mm-hmm.
And she just took it. She just went. This could have been like. So I heard somewhere else that said, like, his family was disowned him. His family totally disowned him. Chauvinist family. So whatever. He's in jail. Where, like, I just really want them to prosecute to the full extent of the law, so that he's convicted. And now they're talking about, well, like, the lawyers are talking about, well, where are we gonna find a jury that's gonna rule as they should.
Show them the video. Show them the video. Show them the 8-minute video.
Everybody's seen the video.
It doesn't matter. Put them in a room. Show them the video.
You're gonna sit there.
Nobody's gonna
quit. Nobody should have quit. Problem is, people do tend to quit, but nobody should.
Doesn't matter. Show them the video, and then like once you go into the rooms to decide if he's guilty or not, that's the first thing you're gonna do. Show them the video again. I mean, there's no way around it. It's just that the fact of the matter is that just like COVID, 2 weeks in, and after the 2 weeks, and then they're like, you know, scratching their asses, smelling their hands, wondering like, what are we gonna do now? It's all political now.
That's true.
It's all political.
But again, we do want to give like the Floyd family and his friends.
Unfortunately, it's all political. So
much love. Hopefully you do find solace in this really hard time. And, you know, like, he should not have to die. Like, one of the things that really just killed me inside was hearing about, like, you see a video of him and his daughter. And she's on his shoulders. And she's saying, Daddy changed the world. Daddy's going to change the world. That, when I saw that video, it broke me. It broke me. Like, it's a lot to take in, because that little girl basically said that her father changed the world, and that little girl now has to grow up without her dad. Mm-hmm. Her dad did this great thing galvanized an entire planet, and you know, she is going to have to carry that dignity. Like, she knows that her father, those 8 minutes and 46 seconds, changed the goddamn world.
Maybe well, it did change the world, because it spread through Europe, it spread through Australia, New Zealand.
Yeah.
Not to get jokey here, but K-pop was like, hey, we're gonna support this too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like everybody is freaking involved right now. Everybody's involved. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, you know, and you want this to be different. You really want this situation to be different. And it's like, let's not lose this energy. Let's keep this energy.
I understand that it's great and all.
You're just that cynical.
Like I said, it's not that I'm cynical. It's just that at the end of the day, it's all political. Look at this lawyer. Look at the lawyer that, like, Was that the chauvinist lawyer?
No, yesterday? That was the Thomas Lane lawyer. Oh, you're talking about on Cuomo.
Yeah.
On Cuomo show.
Was that his lawyer, or was that the Atlanta lawyer?
The Thomas Lane. It's like the rookie cop lawyer.
I mean, the guy is like, oh, I don't see anything wrong with what they did. Like, oh, are you fucking kidding me? Like, do you even have eyes? Like,
you killed somebody. What do you not see what's wrong with the result? They died. Well, you know, Floyd had all these problems. You know what? Floyd woke up that morning.
All right, he had all these problems, but was that the day that he said, well, I guess I have all these problems. I deserve to die today. No.
No. When they did the autopsy, they saw that he still had COVID-19 inside him.
And then, like, COVID didn't kill him, but, like, a piece of shit killed him.
Yeah.
Great. Cool. That's awesome.
Like, the plague didn't get him, but this guy did. Yeah. He woke up that morning. That's all I got. The same thing with Eric Gardner. Stop blaming.
But it's not even that. The coroner, the coroner.
The first one.
Was like, no, he didn't die by strangulation. He just died natural causes. Blah, blah, blah. What? Like,
it just so happens he died of natural causes under somebody's knee.
He died of natural causes, and then like they hired an independent examiner.
And that examiner was like, no.
He's like, he died of strangulation, and by the way, he had COVID. Like, what the fuck?
Oops. Get better medical examiners. See, this is exactly what John Stewart was talking about. John Stewart. John Oliver was talking about on the episode of Last Week Tonight when he talked about medical examiners. If there's probably an episode about of Last Week Tonight on every single subject. So he just did an episode of the militarization of police. I'm sorry. Why do I live in a country where teachers have to pay for their own supplies for their classroom, but cops get a goddamn tank? Why is that a thing? Why is it that you and I, Angel, why is it that we want to be teachers and we want to help shape the future of the workforce, the future of industry? We want to do that. We would like to be teachers. Let's just say we are both qualified to be teachers. We have to go through so much crap to be a teacher.
Yeah. Not even that. We have to go to so much crap for the little things.
Yeah.
Just for the simplest thing, we have to go to, we just can't jump to C from A. We have to go to A and then
A point two, A point three,
and then finally get to B. We can't just jump from A to C.
Meanwhile,
random piece of shit is like, oh, I went from A, point A to point F. It was so easy.
I went to the academy for 3 months and now I'm a cop. I got a gun and a badge. I could go out here. Wait, what? And like somebody said earlier, these police officers, they do not live in the communities that they are policing. You know, they live.
Well, that's.
You're policing Brownsville, but you're gonna go right home, like exit 24.
Yeah, but that's
LIE.
that's for a certain purpose, though.
Okay, what is it?
That's so that they don't have any affiliation with the
conflict of interest.
Yeah, with the neighborhood. In other words, he has conflict of interest.
Yeah, but now you don't know how to talk to me. You don't know who I am.
But that's why there's the rookies that they need to have their COs to. But it could go with anything. It's just a lot.
Okay, but here's the funny part. Okay, you're a professional in production, right?
Right.
You're a professional in production.
Right.
Now, if you fuck up once on a production,
right,
that can blacklist you
from everything.
From everything.
True.
Cop. He fucks up his job once, goes to the next county, gets fired from this county, goes over to the next county, gets a job as a cop.
It's called a union.
So you're telling me that the union for production protects you?
The union protects you regardless.
Your union.
Your union. Unless the union classifies or understand there's no obstruction or some wrongdoing of any kind, that will protect you.
I understand that. But you're talking about protecting cops that have, like, rap sheets longer than your hair, Angel. They have complaints longer than your hair.
Yeah, but this is something that is within everything. It's not only the police department. It's also the union.
Which is going to be a problem because you know how there's, like, the defund police situation happening?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the problem is one of the biggest obstacles is the police union. And like I was saying yesterday, have you noticed that Pat Lynch has been, like,
quiet.
Is quite quiet. Like, I don't know if it's like, dude, Pat, you can't come out. I don't know if it's the commissioner that basically said, Pat, I'm going to need you to sit this one out. But I need to get out. No, Pat. You're going to have to sit. I need to. No, you don't need to. Because look what happened up in Buffalo. That poor old man, 75 years old.
The old man that was
pushed.
He was a plant.
He was, yeah.
Yeah, he was a plant. So, yeah.
Okay, so like, okay, let's give that a benefit of the doubt. Let's say that was a setup. Why did you take the bait? If you feel like it's a setup, why'd you set it?
They were recording. They were recording.
Why?
They wanted to make sure that they were like, no, he's a plant. And
but
it was full-blown Hollywood. This is a plant. I'm telling you, this was full-blown Hollywood. They put, like, they put a condom filled with, like, corn syrup in the guy's ear, and he started to bleed, right? That's what happened, right? According to Bunker Boy, that's what happened. No,
Bunker Boy has no proof of anything.
That's not what happened? That piece of shit.
He listened to OAN. OANN.
My God.
Yeah. And
see,
they were like,
like you see that and you're just gasping like, and I barely gasp or anything. I'm just like I can watch anything and I'm
shit.
Just like,
Joy, what
I'm
the
just
hell?
Like, okay, yeah. Okay. I'm like, oh, okay, fine. And then like you see when they push him and he falls and then he starts
to
bleed. I'm like, oh shit. What
Look,
the
The first thing out of your mouth was lawsuit.
Yeah. No, that's... No. Any shitty lawyer will eat that for breakfast. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's crazy. And it's on video?
Even
that's
Cuomo
crazy.
Was like, how is that a concern? Where is that fake? Can you fake a blood? Can you fake blood coming out of somebody's head?
Well, he was that's the thing. Like, he was planning that from like 2 days ago. Yeah, and then hopefully they'll push me and he'll fall. And where are you gonna have the blood? Oh, I'm gonna have it. Oh, I know, in my ear. What?
And the man is still in the hospital. I hope he's okay. I really hope he's okay, because that's a safe 5-year-old man. Oh, well, he looked like he tripped and fell. No, he's 75 years
old. It's possible.
You don't have that equilibrium at 75 that you have at 20.
It's possible that he tripped and fell. There was a lot of obstruction. However,
he tripped after the officer shoved him.
Yeah, but listen.
Inertia.
It's possible that he tripped and fell. However, there is a hand from an officer that is pushing him backwards. So if the officer, who is like maybe 25, I mean, you're 25,
you have good strength,
you're pretty good, because I mean
especially if you're an officer,
even if you're in your 30s,
your
30s or 40, even if you're
cops
in your 50s,
have to be fit.
Yeah, even if you're in your 50s and you're pushing this old man out of the way, he trips. You pushed him. He trips and falls. He bleeds out of his ear. One cop is going like, oh, shit, what the fuck just happened? And then the other cop just tells him, no, keep moving. Fuck that guy. What?
Why are you like this? Why? Why is this you? And then 57 members of that group, they fucking resign. Because two officers got suspended, the other 57 was like, nah, we walking off this job. We quit. We not cops no more. Really, bruh? Really? Like, that blue wall is annoying. Like, we need to just get rid of that. We don't even have, like, a good, like, thing. What else is there? What else is there, Bunker Boy? Oh, yeah, so here in New York, what? We like... It's reopened. Basically, it's just construction. We went outside for the first time today.
Yeah, and apparently you can't seem to look forward. You're just, like, looking all over the place. If I didn't tell you to look forward, you probably would have, like, stumbled onto that pavement.
That tar.
They literally pour that in. When I was coming, uh-huh. They literally just finished pouring that in. So your shoes would have been destroyed.
No, not my
Keds.
Yes.
Your shoes would have been destroyed.
Thank you for looking out for my Keds. Thank you for looking out for my kids.
You could have all that hot pavement right underneath your shoes and everything. Ugh.
And I would have to. I would be like, oh man, I need a new pair of kids.
That's one of your favorite sneakers.
It is. My kids are awesome.
Oh my god.
Anyway, you love kids.
It's interesting. Like, you know, when I first went out to get some coffee, I saw like two people without masks, and I was like, so we don't have to wear masks now? What's going on?
But then
but then I saw everybody else, and I'm like, oh, it's the usual idiots that don't want to do it. Okay, cool.
Well, that's the thing with it. That's what the MTA is counting on, like, because it's mandatory to wear masks when you're boarding change.
Sure.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They said, like, well, if you don't want to wear a mask, that's perfectly fine. But other New Yorkers, they're going to shame you into wearing a mask.
Hey, I don't.
They're going to look at you and be like.
I don't care. I've seen people wearing masks. I've seen people not wearing masks. Whatever, right? That's your problem. That's your business. It's not. It has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with you.
Because I'm doing my part to stay healthy.
Well, here's the problem. I'm doing my part to stay healthy too, but just because you're not wearing a mask doesn't mean just because you're wearing a mask doesn't mean you're not gonna get sick. I'm sorry. It doesn't matter.
You know what's weird? When this first started, like the first couple of weeks, like not the lockdown. I'm talking about the panic weeks.
Yeah.
Right around. So remember, it's like if you saw somebody wearing a mask, everybody would just run.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, shit, a mask, run. Now it's like if you don't wear a mask, everybody's like, oh, shit,
everybody's
run.
Like, oh, God.
That's funny, isn't it? Isn't it funny how 3 months, it just, like, it does a 180?
Yeah, it is funny. And it's funny how, like, some places are going to require mask. Like, there probably be some offices that you're gonna have to, like, when you go in, you have to wear a mask. There's gonna be some places that are is required to wear a mask, and there's gonna be some places that doesn't even matter. But you know, the upside about this is that if you are at an office and there is a person that you fucking despise, you can actually make some faces behind the mask. That'll be cool.
No? Or some jobs won't mind if half
you can
the
mouth
workforce.
You can mouth some words and say cunt, fuck you.
Or it could be like somebody.
What did you say? I say, oh man, yeah, mob you.
Something. I don't know. I mean, that like, or you could be at work and your employer's like, well, you know, half the office will work from home and half the office will come in, and then they'll swap.
You know what was funny about that? When Facebook said they were gonna go on, like, they were gonna do a walkout. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wait, isn't Facebook working from home?
No. They go to a place. It just looks like their house.
No. Twitter and Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Their workers were working from home at the time.
No, Twitter and Facebook have been told that all technology workers of this kind or whatever, Apple, I think, whatever sector they work for. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about Apple, but I know Twitter and Facebook, those people that they do this kind of job that is an online social media kind of thing, mm-hmm. they've been told to work from home until the end of the year.
Yeah.
So when the news came out, it's like, yeah, they're staging a walkout. And I'm like, what?
They're logging off.
On Zoom?
Yeah, no, they're walking off. They're logging off. Like, I'm going to log off. Log out.
That's our way of staging a walkout. We're just going to log out.
I'm going to log off of every single one of these things that I connected Facebook to. Ha.
Oh, God. Yeah, I mean.
Like I told you, like on Facebook, like I really don't. Even I'm like, I understand. Because, like, you know, a lot of people are talking about they really want to do a mass exodus off of Facebook because of what Zuckerberg did. Yeah. He's like, he's not going to, like, moderate truthy lies. Lies with truthiness on them. So what's gonna happen is like a lot of people are just gonna like just not use the platform. Like I plan on like phasing out the Facebook platform.
A long time ago. The only reason I use it is just to check out like some information on something else.
Yeah, you and do it for because the, like, groups you're in.
Like, yeah, like if I want to check something on my car, like I'll just go in to check out like if anybody else has some kind of issues with that, or like the trading group. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I give zero fucks. True. Like there'll be people there that are looking for me, and I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I don't even know who the fuck you are, and I don't care. Yeah, there's people there that just write some random shit, or they object to whatever your status or your update is. Fuck you. I don't give two shits.
I don't lie. Like, I got back in. Like, I did a 30-day. I got a 30-day timeout because I said something weird. I got Facebook jail because I said something that an incel got mad at. Uh-huh. And the algorithm picked it up. And then, like, when I get back, people are like, oh, my God, I'm so glad you're back. Thank God. One person's like, my news feed is great again. And like people, it was like a high five sort of thing. Oh my God, I'm glad you're back because I've missed your perspective. There's just like, I'm pretty sure there's somebody that's like, oh, thank God Joanne's back because I don't understand nothing that's going on. And she's the only one that'll make it. She's the only one that'll do it for me. She's the only one that'll explain it for me. So it was good to know that, you know, I was missed for my month off. But then I'm like, I don't really see myself
still using the platform.
Not as much. Yeah. Like, I'll probably take, like, the background status, and then I'll just crop it and then put it on Instagram and Twitter and then call it a day. That's probably what I'll do. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I don't really see myself using it to that extent that I used to. The problem is that I built up my Facebook so deep. I built up my profile really deep.
It doesn't really matter. You can just say, oh, I'm moving on to so-and-so, and then just from time to time just say that.
And also, it's like, I think the idea is, like, a lot of people just want to get out because the algorithm is so weird. You really can't say what you want. Like, what got me kicked out was me saying men are gross. That wasn't me being, and they were like, well, this goes against whatever. This goes against our community guidelines. And it seemed as, like, I don't know, hate speech or something. And I'm like, wait, but yet there are entire groups devoted to, like, talking horribly about women And those are up and they stay, no problem. But I say that and I get booted for 30 days.
Yeah.
What's up with your algorithm?
Yeah.
What is your algorithm tracking exactly?
Wait, did you contact them about this?
I did, and I kept filing claims, and then they were like, well, it still goes against our standards. And I'm like, we're done. So then I go, and then a lot of people are like, well, you should, like, they want to get out too, because it's, because the algorithm keeps picking up the weirdest crap.
Yeah, I mean, like, I remember when I was starting out using it, the platform, and I had, like, I have a random image there. Like, I think it was, like, me operating a JIP from, like,
years ago.
6 years, 5 years, 5, 6 years ago. And you could barely see my face. But way before that, when I had the platform, I had, I don't know what I had. I had some drawing there or something. And someone that I knew from college or high school was like, oh, you should change your picture, you know, it's better if you put a picture of you on it. I'm like, what? Fuck you. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing everything else. I'm not going to follow this trend that everybody's doing. They're going to put in the picture and you can see my face.
My first year on Facebook, I never posted my picture. I didn't have a picture to post.
No, but I got that a lot. Like, people were telling me, like, you should change your picture. No, I'm not doing any of that. Fuck you.
Yeah, I was, like, posting pictures of, like, models and stuff. And I'm like, I'm not going to do this for me.
Yeah, normally I had pictures of, like, some Photoshop shit I made or whatever.
Yeah, because, like, you don't really want your picture there. And also, no. Just no.
No.
It's not that fascinating.
No.
No. I agree.
But, so yeah.
And the thing is that it's, like, if you jump from Facebook to Instagram, Instagram is more... It's more like you could say what you want. It's more freedom. However, the weird part is that it's the same company. So it's like,
yeah, I mean, or you can do Twitter. I mean, you know, you can build your platform like that too.
Yeah, that's what I tried to build my Twitter. It's very hard. It's really hard. Like, I don't know how to hit. Like, I don't know what to say so that it could hit. And I don't want to start saying, like, some random bad racist stuff. Yeah, I don't want that to be the thing.
But you don't say random stuff.
I don't actually. You know what it is? It's like because people keep getting like they keep losing their livelihoods because like stuff that's dug deep. So I'm in my Twitter and I'm like I'm trying to look back.
By livelihood, you mean cancel culture?
Yeah, that's cancel culture.
Stupid shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and but you can't rely on that. You gotta be cool about it. Listen, if you have cancel culture and then somebody comes up and says, "Yeah, but you did this, you know, I'm gonna cancel this." Fuck you. I'll do what I want.
And here's the thing. That's probably why, because my thing is so consistent. Like, whatever, like, when I first started Twitter to now, nothing's really changed at all. So it's like, people are like, well, you know, she's been doing this for years.
I mean, if you say something like cancel culture, like that guy that was hired by SNL.
Yeah, and he lost it.
Yeah, that, okay, fine. But if it's like, oh, you know, you said something about whites, about how their skin is so white, and you know.
Well, that's the thing.
So it's, I'm gonna cancel you because you say how white people their skin is so white. What?
Nobody's actually gonna. But yeah, but see, that's the thing.
Oh, somebody's gonna be saying some shit like that.
I don't know who's gonna say that. Like,
doesn't matter. There's gonna be one dumb cunt that is gonna be like, oh, yeah, I agree.
It's gonna be a Karen.
Look at Central Park Karen.
Yes, yeah, like well, her dumbass. Like, she first of all, it's like her job. Oh, yeah, you know how people are like, oh, well, if I say something racist online, now they're going to go and they're going to track me down and they're going to find my job. I shouldn't have put my job on my profile. Well, like,
that's your goddamn fault for doing that, for being a fucking idiot.
How about don't put racist stuff online?
Or how about just don't use online platform, period, or just change your name?
Or just don't say racist stuff online.
Or just don't say racist stuff online.
Because you can say, like, whatever you want online, and then you keep your job. I'm just saying. Like, it's like people say some random stuff, not racist, and they get to keep their jobby jobs. You say something racist, somebody tracks it down, and then you're just like, oh. Mm. See? Some people are just, like, really dumb with it, and you're just like, you're at that point, like, why are you the way you are? Why do you choose to be... I don't know the Michael Scott line.
You are.
Why?
Why do you think? Why do you choose to be the things
that you are?
That something something.
Why? Why are you the way that you are? That is.
That's the most important part. Why are you the way that you are?
If you could think, if 2020 was a food, what food would it be?
If 2020 was a food, what food would it be?
So far.
You know, you know when you get food poisoning? Mm-hmm. And you just vomit and take a shit?
Yeah.
That's the food.
That's
what you throw out.
What you vomited.
What
so
you
it's
vomited
like throw it
and the diarrhea. Yeah, that's
I was
the gonna
food. Say boiled chicken.
Oh, boiled chicken. Yeah, no. Diarrhea and vomit.
That's 2020's food.
That's 2020's food.
Because 2020 has proven to be, I know it's only June 9th, but 2020 has proven to be kind of like, you're just like, it's June. What else can happen?
Well, I wouldn't ask that question.
Because every time we do, something bad happens.
Yeah, it'd be like tomorrow. It's like, oh, so-and-so.
Aliens are coming down. You're just like, oh, okay.
It's like, oh, you know, the president walked the street and we're like, Barack Obama?
Barack is back? It's like, no, Trump.
No,
like, oh.
No, it's that bunker boy.
How do you, I don't understand. Like, tell me if this does not sound like a Simpsons episode.
Whole thing sounds like a Simpsons. The everything.
Tear gas, innocent protesters in front of the White House. Then walk to the church, a boarded up church, and then take a picture with a Bible.
Like Hitler,
mm-hmm. In front of a boarded up church. It's not even like good. That shot has to
suck. That was
suck.
Awful.
That was just awful. I'm like, as awful. A photographer, I'm like, yo, this shot sucks. I don't even know where the camera is situated.
I'm so like, this you know shot. What's funny though? Like when they cut it, then they did an edited version of that whole shit.
Yeah.
And then you showed me it and I was like, I am going to fix this right now.
Everybody went and fixed it. Everybody.
I did like some fat.
Hey, you put like Hitler giving him like a nod and he's like giving the fist like, I did this. But tell me that's not a Simpsons episode.
It is. Like,
I
listen,
tweeted them. I was like,
things,
dude, this is a Simpsons episode.
There's a lot of things that were Simpsons.
This is some Mayor Quimby shit.
There's a lot of things. There was a lot of things like at least this month that were Simpsons episodes. Like there was a stock in particular. It, like there's a stock that's supposed to be launching in not the stock, the network. Sorry. So the network is supposed to be launching in. June 19th, right? So next Friday.
What network?
Genius Brand.
Okay.
It's like a cartoon. It's a cartoon network kind of thing. And apparently, Arnold Schwarzenegger is tied to it, and among a whole bunch of other big names are tied to it.
Got it.
So the stock market, right, had it at like $1, and then it went up to like $1.50, and I bought in at like two something. So all of a sudden. When it closed, the day that I bought it, it closed at $6. And I was like, oh, shit, cool. But then when I woke up, it was at $8. And I'm like, what just happened?
Did you
this
sell
is
it?
Great. No, I didn't sell
oh,
it.
Oh, okay.
And
it was just going up.
Yeah, it was going up. And then it went up to $10.
Ooh.
And then that's when it was going crazy. And then that's when I was telling you that the market for that stock had to be paused. Because it was like the volatility was going going.
It was too excited.
Yeah,
it was
going
doing
crazy.
Too well.
So it had to be paused 10 times that morning.
Uh-huh.
Right? That morning had to be paused 10 times. But like there's an app that I use where you can use the people post comments. And in the comments there's somebody that posted an image of like the Simpsons and it was like the Simpsons were. It was an episode they were playing basketball,
mm-hmm.
And it was Springfield against Genius. But it was like Genius with the same lettering.
Yeah.
Like the same lettering as the stock itself. And I was like, what the fuck? That's so weird. And the what they put was that Genius had 9 points, and that's where the stock market has stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like an actual thing from The Simpsons. So it's like a lot of things are like... There's a lot of things that are falling on the Simpsons side, like the tear gas, the riots, the COVID. Like, what is going on?
Actually, my English teacher from high school, shout out to her. Yeah. Shout out to M. She sent me while I was on my bid, while I was away doing my bid. You know, she wrote me a letter on Facebook, and it's like a meme where you see Mr. Bean copying off somebody's paper. So Mr. Bean is God, and the person that they're copying off of is The Simpsons. God is like, I wonder what The Simpsons. Let me see what
let's
The Simpsons
are. Let's
writing.
Try it out.
Okay, I don't know what to do. I'm going to watch The Simpsons. And God has like The Simpsons. That's like every single episode of The Simpsons. Every Simpsons ever.
God has left a shot.
And God is like, I'll just do this. Which goes to show you it's insanity that of what we're living in. I'm not entirely sure what to look forward to as of this year in 2020.
I have no idea either. I mean, like, I
just want to be with you.
I personally don't even care for the elections because, again, I keep telling people. I've told people.
Did you not scan the thing?
What?
Did you not
scan? Fuck that shit. This is bullshit.
Why didn't you scan it?
No, this
so
is all bullshit.
Vote.
No, this is bullshit. What am I supposed to vote for? Joe. What's his name?
President.
Sleepy Joe?
And then there's like a whole bunch of other
things. Yeah, I'll vote for the whole bunch of other things.
Down the ballot. You don't have to necessarily vote for president.
It's like we got Sleepy Joe and Bunker Boy. Like, what the fuck is this piece of shit?
I'd rather have.
Are you kidding me?
Look. Biden came on today and he was doing the George Floyd funeral. He had a video set.
Right.
Until
he loses his mind.
Here's the funny part. He said, faith without.
You're not black? Oh.
You gotta let me finish one day.
And I always let you finish.
So he said, faith without work is dead. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's the thing that other sects of Christianity just don't want to teach.
Right.
But it's a really important one. Faith without work is dead. The idea is like they just want people to just have faith and not do anything. God will provide. All you have to do is pray. Just pray. Pray, 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 pray. Meanwhile, it's like the Catholic Church is like, you still have to work, though.
Yeah. It's also like cancel culture, in other words.
You got to work. Like, you just can't just be there like.
It's also like cancel culture where everything is trying to be easy and everything is trying to be like, oh, my God, we shouldn't be so tough and shouldn't be so rough on people.
Well, I mean, Chris Rock did say, like, it's like the idea of, like, you can't have bullies and bullies are bad. That's how we ended up with Trump in office. Mm-hmm. He had a point. I agree with that. Like, had we learned to toughen up, we probably wouldn't have ended up with Trump in office. But I don't really know where that comes in.
It does come in because if you learn to toughen up, we wouldn't be in this idiotic situation right now.
I don't know. I mean, like, let's say Hillary had won.
She would never have.
Well,
she would never.
Say,
she would never
let's say
win.
We didn't have an election.
She would never have.
No,
she would never have
won. She won that electoral college thing. If we didn't have the electoral college and Hillary was our president, would we be in like the shitter we're in right now?
Yes, we would. Yes, we would.
Just not to this extent.
There
would be a
COVID. But we would. There would be a COVID.
But not as many people would be infected.
There would be a COVID. We still be going through all this racism bullshit.
We would be. There would be no.
All of this would have happened, regardless. Hmm. Regardless. All of this would have happened. However, she would have never won. She would have never won. And I told you this 2 years before the elections. I was like, there is no way she's going to win. I'm telling you right now, there is absolutely no way she's going to win.
The most qualified chick ever.
No way.
The most qualified person
ever. No way.
Ever.
No way she's gonna win.
And we picked
I explained to you. I explained to you why.
Because no matter how qualified the woman is,
no,
the mediocre white guy.
Well, one particular reason is because she's a woman. That's one. America's not ready for that.
Ever.
That's the first. That's first and foremost. Second, I explained to you my situation at the bank. When I was at the bank, and you know how the bank always plays CNN or something on the news, like. He's Bunker Boy is speaking on the CNN, mm-hmm. And there's a white guy and a black guy in front of me, and the black guy says, "I can't believe this guy's running for presidency. What a dumb joke!" And the white guy says, "I don't know. I kind of like what he says." That right there said to me, this Bunker Boy bitch is going to win. That's second. Third, when I was doing news, remember when I told you about this? When I was doing news and we went to, where was it that she has a home here?
In Chappaqua.
Chappaqua. We went to Chappaqua to do a story on her while she was, like, she was going to announce. It was a few days before she was going to announce that she was actually running for presidency. Mm-hmm. We interviewed, like, 10 people, and out of those 10 people, maybe three were for her.
The other seven were like,
the other seven were like, fuck that bitch.
Okay.
That says a lot. And from that, I said, there is no way she's going to win. Absolutely no way.
They will find a way to make sure she doesn't
no
win.
Way she's going to win.
They'll always find a way to make sure.
Exactly. All right.
And
just like this coming year, there is no win. Smoking Joe is going to win.
Smoking Joe. That's a good one. It's better than Sleepy Eye Joe.
Sleepy Joe?
Yeah, that is better than that. There's that's Smoking Joe. Smoking
no
Joe Biden.
There's no way he's going to win. There's going to be another 4 years of this piece of shit cunt.
Great. And with that, we're going to close this
and
out.
It's not to say that I'm picking sides. I mean, even with George Bush, I was like, oh, okay, well, whatever. Yeah, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like,
this guy, like, with Bunker Boy, you're just like, we had no president. We had no president.
We've been orphaned for, like, the past 3 years.
This country has had no president for 3 years.
Yeah, we're orphaned right now. We're just orphaned out.
Even if, like, it's not, I'm not trying to pick sides. I don't care. Am I a Democrat? Sure. As long as you have something, you have some kind of platform, which Bunker Boy doesn't. If you had a platform, you made sense of things, you made decisions, which you never do, which, by the way, I was so happy. Oh, I think I nutted when I grabbed that IRS letter that he signed for the stimulus check, and I just, like, shredded it. Oh, I was like, oh, this feels so good.
That dickish little letter.
Oh, this feels
so
good.
I'm sorry. The first time
good.
I saw it, it was at my mom. They delivered it to my parents. And I was there, and I was reading this. I'm like, this trips with dickness. Like, I was just like, what? How dickish
when I got
can
a stimulus check from Obama, I don't remember him sending a letter. I mean,
no.
He didn't send it. Of course, he didn't send it. But all he did was sign it. But I don't remember getting anything but a check. From him.
Yeah. He didn't he didn't make you feel like, oh, well, you know, I did this as a favor to you. He was like, he sent you the money because he was like, y'all need this.
I'm just glad he was able to sign my credit card.
Who?
Bunker Boy. Because he, you know, the checks, he wanted to sign the checks, but he was able to sign my credit card.
He did pay our rent, so I guess that's okay.
He didn't pay our rent. Okay. That didn't pay our rent. Our money paid our rent.
Oh, okay. So what did that pay for?
That paid for porn? No.
Now that I think about it.
What has that paid for? I don't think it's paid
for
anything.
For real. I don't. Because my subscription to Dipsy, that's not from the stimulus. What is my stimulus? The stimulus hit my bank account. I don't remember. I think I've just been paying, like, credit cards with it. Thanks. Thanks for helping my credit score. That was cool.
I think I bought some wine with it.
You bought groceries.
Bought groceries with it.
We can eat.
I guess it's a good thing.
Maybe. Yeah.
Thanks for the pizza and wine night, I guess.
You did one thing, right? You did something?
So thanks, Bunker Boy, I guess?
I know.
Even though it wasn't your decision?
I mean, I started up a new hobby with the money.
Yeah, you know, you have T-Rex arms, but that's okay, too.
I mean, I got a sewing machine.
You stand,
thanks.
You don't know where to stand, but you figure one of
Why
those things.
Why does he do that? He never knows where to stand. Remember during the rocket launch, he's like, am I here?
I'm surprised he finds a podium, like, where he's supposed to be.
If you don't put a podium there, he's confused.
Where am I supposed to stand? At the podium. Like, at the podium? At the podium.
How about you stand in front? So I should be like, somebody should be like, you should stand in front of the podium. show the podium who's boss. Pretend the podium is the Queen of England. Pretend it's a woman. Pretend the podium's a woman.
You probably ask, what kind of woman? Ivanka?
Melania.
Oh.
Because if it's Ivanka? No, because then he'll stand behind it.
Oh, right. That's true.
If it's Melania.
He'll stand adjacent to it?
No, he'll stand in front of it.
Oh, okay. I got it. Like that time when she sits, when Bunker Boy told her to smile.
Yeah, like last week he was like, please smile. And she's like.
And she does this weird thing.
She's like in pain.
This is a woman that actually knows about riots and is like.
She fights one in her heart every morning. She's like, yo, did you hear that actually the White House is actually pissed off at Melania? Because while Trump is like, law and order, she's all like. The protests are important, but not the violence. Don't do the violence.
So the White House is mad with the First Lady.
Yeah, the West Wing's mad at the East Wing.
Nice.
The East Wing is trying to be like all calm and peaceful. It's a little late though, and then the West Wing's like, "Please stop! You're like undermining our message," and she's probably there like, "Yes, be best."
Oh, it's about time she had a voice.
But she's so like fashionably late. Fashionably late, bro.
That thing, what was that thing that you had? Blink if you need help or something?
Blink twice, Melania. Blink twice. We will get you out. Just Melania, at any point in time, just go blink, blink, and we'll take it from there, girl. We'll take it from there.
We'll find a way.
We'll find it. We got a plan. There's a plan. All you gotta do is just blink twice. It's either that or the Secret Service agent is like really being just a supportive. Yeah, all right, with that, we're going to wrap up that.
Yeah, we're going to wrap it here.
Yay, because we're at 128.
So.
They like us.
So what? You know, it's good. We got content. We provided content. They listen. If they don't listen,
and
then
plus
they don't listen.
We're a couple of days late on delivery. So.
Yeah.
So they got some extra stuff.
Yes, that's true.
Yes. Because, you know.
I'm also getting a little sleepy because.
Somebody has to wake up and check the market.
Yes,
because
that is true.
In Angel's world, it's 1995.
Yes, it is. It's true.
It's the go-go 90s.
Yes.
Where were you in the 90s?
I was running around naked.
With your underoos on your head.
What, my what?
Underoos.
Underoos?
The little tidy whities with the Spider-Man on it. You're running
around. I never had those tidy whities. I just had the tidy whities.
Did you have the one with the little Spider-Man on?
No, that's what I'm saying. I never had any of them with designs on them. I only had the ones with the tidy whities.
I had Barbie panties.
Nah,
Of
course you would, yeah. But I never had any like cartoon characters tidy whities. I was running around and doing crazy maneuvers and whatnot.
Do you remember those panties that girls would wear with the ruffle in the butt? They'd be like super big and there's like a ruffle on the butt.
Yeah, yeah, I remember those.
Yeah, I had a few of those.
Aww.
In every color. with the matching socks. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Going to the doctor was always fascinating.
We have no, Joanne, don't put those panties on. Those are for the doctor.
What the hell?
Because it's
they
like
were specific for the doctor.
Yes, you had your doctor in church panties, and he had your regular panties for the rest of the
week.
That's
crazy,
isn't it? Like, oh yeah, you always have to have the nice, nice stuff, so that way you go to the doctor, and the doctor's like, oh, she has nice underwear, or when you go to church, it's like, oh, you have nice underwear, because Jesus is staring up your skirt. I don't know. I don't know.
He's probably doing that. Like every day, regardless.
With that, yo, thank you so much for listening to the 505 podcast here on Spotify. We are also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio Public. What else? Overcast,
all the airwaves, all the social airwaves.
Yes.
And just hit play and listen to us.
And we're bingeable. We have like 11 episodes, so we're definitely bingeable. So
totally agree.
Just remember, love you lots, miss you much, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
Oh, bye. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Don't yawn on the air. No,
that's